All right. Well, this is Sunday, August 29th, and I've just seen an exciting game at Thomas Aquinas Catholic Secondary School between the two best teams in the Western Conference of League One Ontario, as Guelph United, a new brand new team, and former champs Blue Devils, Oakville Blue Devils, who were really put under today with a dominating 5-0 score by Guelph. And so I have Keith Mason, head coach of Guelph, here. And let's just have you say a few words about today's game.
I think the guys were awesome today. We had we came out the block flying. We had a much different focus than last week. Last week we played very well first half, and we let our standards drop second half, so we were very disappointed. And everybody came here knowing Oakville is a quality organization, yes, a quality team, and we just came very focused, and everybody clicked very well today. And I'm very proud of the boys, how they played.
All right. Well, this is was a hat trick today by Jace Katsopoulos, who's had a brief time in CPL. But I've remembered him and Thomas Skublik from League One days. How did you assemble these guys? Just you have a big Rolodex of former players that you could bring in?
Yes, I've had, over the years, I'm also coach of the University of Guelph,
yes,
Griffins, and both of them are former players of mine prior to going into League One. CPL,
yes,
and League One. So I had a good relationship with them, and when we started to build a franchise in Guelph, I knew, their roles in CPL haven't quite been what they were hoping for. So I was hoping we could get them to come back to their alma mater of Guelph to come and get this franchise up and going, and they did, and They helped us bring some other good players with them, and it's really helped us build a very strong team. But at the end of the day, as a new franchise, it was very important for us to make sure the core of the team we could build really, really strong, and then have a supporting cast of current Guelph Griffins with them, and that's what we've done.
Well, bringing in the organization of this team, it's just started in 2020, pandemic, so it's been off to a slow start, but you roared out to, I think that made it 5-0, first
yep.
place
yep.
Today. And you've also are linked with Guelph, the university that you've mentioned. And there's for the really young players, there's the Guelph Soccer Club. And so how did, all the organizations and red tape and that you've all come together so well in short time?
I just think we already had a good relationship between the University of Guelph and the Guelph Junior Griffins, the Guelph Soccer Club. And the staff at the coaching staff at the University of Guelph were also technical advisors to the Guelph Junior Griffins. So we already had that good relationship. And the missing link then was that senior adult men and women's teams that Shane Campbell, the women's coach, and I felt that the League One franchise would be that perfect fix of that final jigsaw in the puzzle. And so once we created the League One franchises, it was very easy to marry those in with the other two organizations that we were both heavily involved with already.
Okay, very good. As we say goodbye, I guess we don't know exactly what the playoffs will be, but I'm sure if you finish first, you're not going to miss the playoffs, and that seems to be where you're set for this. So I'll say goodbye, and thanks for talking to me.
Okay.